Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Bricado Sandwich Shop, 5021 East Columbus Drive in Tampa. It's right off of I-4 near Ybor City, home of the best devil crabs in town. When you go by there, I know you're going to, so go buy Bricado's, and when you do, don't forget to try that devil crab. Bucks Uncensored is also brought to you by Sports Legends Bar and Grill. Hosted an amazing draft party there back in April, and the parties commence again starting August 11th for the Bucks' first preseason game as we kick off the 2017 season with stick carriers uniting again. All of the food is fresh at Sports Legends. It's at the corner of US 19 and Drew in Clearwater. Sports Legends Bar and Grill, where you can eat like a legend and drink like a champ. This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it, or else it's not going to work. We are self-sustaining now.
You see how we play as a family. You see what we do as a family. I can't feel my face, and the answer is unequivocally yes.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we're about. I know what we're about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's, and let's do it as a family. One heartbeat. Let's get it.
Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks! Bucks Uncensored! Bucks Uncensored! B-U-C-C-A-N-E-E-R-S! Go, Bucks! B-U-C-C-A-N-E-E-R-S! Go, Bucks!
One time now, one time! Speak softly!
Still a bit surreal what we got to endure together Saturday. And if you weren't there, I hope you got to feel the same thing we felt through all the videos we were able to post, the live times we went on Facebook, everything posted on Twitter, Snapchat. We did it all. We're going to do it again tonight. Posting this on Friday, recording on Thursday night. And for the first time this week, my voice is 100%. And I'm about to get loud as fuck Friday night. Sports Legends, kickoff party for the stick carriers. It's Bucks and Bengals. It's a game. And might I remind you, for those that are new and even those that have been around for a while, the stick carriers started to come into play at the end of last season. Obviously, it started with the San Diego Chargers game, but it was at that point I just called listeners to this podcast stick carriers. The movement really didn't start until the offseason. And if you think about it, as a group, as a fraternity, as a movement, we have not been together as the stick carriers during a Bucks game yet. So if you had fun at the draft party, or you had fun at the training camp takeover, or you've watched from afar and you're thinking, man, what it must be like to be among that group, just know this. We have never encountered a Bucks game as this movement together. That ends tonight, Friday night, at Sports Legends. It might be a preseason game, but I don't give a shit. We are going to be loud. You remember how loud we were at the training camp takeover? We are going to be that loud inside sports legends. That's what made the draft party so good, was the chance we were doing leading up to the Bucks pick. That's what made the training camp takeover so good. It was so hot. It was brutal. It was a practice, yet we made it as fun as any practice of all time. It was one of the great sporting events that this area, especially for the Bucks, has ever seen. I mean, think about it. That practice was better than most games I've been to in my life. That's because of each and every one of you. That's because we all came together. We're stronger in numbers. That's why I keep preaching and trying to get you guys to understand. Reach out. Embrace others. Welcome everyone in. This is about Bucks fans coming together. And you know what? It's about standing up to the asshole fans for the other teams. We are done being picked on. Those days are done. You talk shit to one of us, you're talking shit to all of us. You attack one of us, you attack all Bucks fans and all stick carriers. We are stronger in numbers, and we will be strong moving forward together. As I said, Dirk Cutter wants to build a badass, and this is what I told him after the practice. You want to build a badass football team, you build your badass football team, we will build the badass fan base. We will take it and put it on our shoulders. We will lead the charge as the stick carriers. And all eyes are going to be on us at all times. That's why we got to bring it. We got to bring it as this group, because as we bring it, we're going to get more. Good Morning Football and NFL Network has mentioned the stick carriers Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of this week. We have to keep it going. We have to keep it positive. We got to keep it loud as fuck, and we got to stay together. Pay no attention to the negativity. And let's pay close attention to our team, being positive and embracing each other. We are building friendships that are going to last a lifetime. A lifetime. I mean, I'm starting to realize how special this is. This is more than just cheering on the Bucks. This is real life. This is all of us coming together from all walks of life and I mean, I'm making friends that I know I'm going to be friends with for the rest of my life, and it's mind-boggling to me. I mean, it's amazing. It's emotional. I'm a very dramatic and emotional person. I always have been, and when I start to think of, you know, how much more this actually is than just a group of people coming together to cheer on a team, it does. It's overwhelming at times in a good way. It really is. And so I'm excited to see everyone tonight at Sports Legends. And, you know, if we get to capacity and you're a little late, I do apologize. But let's get to capacity. Let's continue to show this area. Let's continue to show the nation that we are united. And as we have these videos of us cheering and chanting and yelling and going crazy, but in a positive way, and we're tweeting out these videos, and guys like Peter Schrager and Steve Weish and national people all across the spectrum follow along on Twitter and Facebook, they're going to continue to be blown away. That's why, as I said, we want to build the next great fan base. The Raiders have the Black Hole. The Browns have the Dog Pound. Bills Mafia. The Seattle with the 12th man. This is the next one. This is the next one. It's the stick carriers. We are leading the charge. And will we always be called the stick carriers? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. But we'll always be together, no matter what we're called. And we're going to be loud as fuck. That's really what this all comes down to. This all comes down to giving Dirk Cutter what he wants, and that is a true home field advantage. We're going to do our part. They're going to do their part. Together, we are going to celebrate a lot of success this season. The Bucks have embraced us, and by the way, there will be representatives from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in attendance at Sports Legends. Let's show them what the stick carriers are made of by being loud, being respectful, being positive. That's what we're all about. B4 is going to be there handing out cans of B4 to everyone in attendance. So no hangovers for you on Saturday. And, of course, Sports Legends with their outstanding food and drink. It's going to be another party that a lot of us will forget. What? The game itself, don't read too much into it. It's the first preseason game. People are going to overreact. That's what Sports Talk Radio is for. I'm not going to. I'm hoping that it's injury-free. You know, maybe the offense goes down, gets a touchdown. That'd be nice. Defense plays good, you know, solid. But it's a stepping stone. That's why there are four preseason games. You're not looking to come out and be dominant in the first game. Just stay healthy in the first game. There are some players. I think backup quarterback is a position to watch. You know, Jameis is going to play one quarter. You got Ryan Fitzpatrick, and you got stick carrier himself, Ryan Griffin, rooting for Ryan Griffin. Nice guy, embracing the stick carriers. A big fan of us. We're a big fan of him. I hate to root for one Buccaneer over another, but come on, Ryan Griffin. I root for stick carriers. Adam Humphries is a stick carrier. He'll play a little bit. Cameron Braid is. I think seeing the safeties play in this game, seeing the young players, Godwin, Justin Evans. How are the Bucs going to stop Joe Mixon on the other side? That's right, Joe Mixon went to the Bengals. We had our dicks in for Mixon. Now the Bengals are dealing with what he can bring on the field and off the field. So how's that backup Buccaneer defense? How's Riley Bullock going to do? So, I mean, I could sit here and say, oh, you know, I just threw a bunch of names at you, but it's the first preseason game. No need to overreact. If you want some X's and O's, deeper than that, plenty of podcasts for you to go to. I ask you to embrace all of them. I will tell you this from a stick carrier and Bucks Uncensored point of view. A lot of meetings coming up. Posting this podcast, Bryant might even post it on Thursday night. But just to let you know, I've got two meetings about the stick carriers and Bucks Uncensored on Friday. One meeting coming up on Saturday. We hope to have some big announcements for you coming up over the next couple of weeks. People are taking notice as to what we're doing, and they want to be a part of it. And guess what? My arms are wide open. I want. I want all Bucks fans. I told you I'm wiping the slate clean. Let's go. Let's unite everyone together. Stronger together in numbers. The more people that join, there's no membership. The more people that come together that we can all get together with, it's just going to make us stronger. The whole goal isn't for us to fight against other Bucks fans. It's for us to dominate as a fan base over the fuckers in our division and the other teams nationwide. I want to be known as the scariest place to go into for opposing teams to go into. I want to be known as the crazy stadium down there in Tampa. It is a party inside Raymond James Stadium. Isn't that what you want? I want it to be just complete and utter chaos in a positive way. We can do that. We can do that at home, and we can do that for the road games as well, like what we're going to do tonight. So I'm looking forward to seeing everyone tonight. It's going to be loud. It's going to be fun. The food's going to be phenomenal. The drinks are going to be pouring and flowing. It's going to be a blast. Cannot wait. By the way, saw Hard Knocks. Didn't see it Tuesday night. Saw it Wednesday because I taped it. I had a friend of mine tape it. And we watched it together. And it was spectacular. There's so much hype around this team. It's almost scary, right? It's almost getting into, like, you get into a new relationship and you're like, wow, I really like this person a lot. And then you realize, ooh, I'm falling in love with this person. And then you're in love with this person. And then you realize, God, do I, this is, It's a lot. That's a lot. It gets scary at times, right? You're like, God, I really love this person a lot. That it scares you because you don't want to be let down. And you're afraid that you have now gone all in. But we've all gone all in with the Bucks now, right? We are beyond in love with the Bucks. We are obsessively in love with the Bucks. And it can be scary at times because there the hype machine is real surrounding this team. The voice guy on Hard Knocks says that the Bucks roster is stacked. I mean, it's stacked. From top to bottom. I think when you look at where the Bucks are, this is what we've talked about. This is what we've said about the Bucks. Offensively and defensively, I mean, I can sit here and throw the names out at you, but you've listened to this podcast. You know my thoughts on the roster when you look at it on paper. HBO is hyping them up as the next great team. And you know what's funny? Last year we talked about the Bucks are 1 year behind the Raiders. Look at what the Raiders did last year. If Derek Carr doesn't go down, they are in the mix to go maybe to the Super Bowl last year. And they're one of the front runners this year. I have consistently said the Bucks are a year behind the Raiders. If the Bucks can do what the Raiders did last year, whew, that's a huge step in the right direction. Got to stay healthy at quarterback. I mean, that was the Raiders' downfall. That was the Raiders' downfall. The Bucks are getting publicity everywhere. Remember when Tom Jones wrote that the Bucks aren't getting national publicity? Where's that coming from? They're always talked about on NFL Network. HBO Hard Knocks is all over them. The Bucks are the team this year that everyone is looking at as the team that's going to explode onto the scene. But that can be scary sometimes because if everyone is pointing to you to be that team, will you live up to those expectations? Well, you know what Jameis said? He's tired of low expectations. He wants those high expectations. And you know what? I say, fuck it. Let's give him those high expectations. That's why we're all in this together, right? That's why the stick carriers have come together because we have high expectations for our team and we're excited about our team. And we went out in full force to the stick carrier takeover, and we got talked about on NFL Network all week long. Peter Schrager is a stick carrier himself. Good Morning Football's mentioning the stick carriers every day. And then I find out that the stick carriers get a mention on Sirius NFL radio nationwide. Unfreaking believable where we have gone and what we have done already this season. It truly is mind-boggling.
No, the sticks aren't going to cover that, Jim. And who would let people with sticks into a stadium? Well, players got to do it. Well, I think Dirk Cutter is trying the best he can to get these stick carriers on board. No doubt about it. Well, Pat, that's all the time we have.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Pat Kerwin and who, Jim Miller, are talking about the stick carriers? Folks, this all started with a podcast. But all I did was share my passion with you. And the funny thing is, the reason we've all come together is because you have the same passion as me. We just never knew how to coordinate it so that we could all come together and realize. See, that's what people, and I go back to what I said Wednesday's podcast and what Scott Ledger, former Bucks host of the Buccaneer Radio Network for their pre and post game show, Bucks Network host, Scott Ledger said, I've always been a stick carrier. I just never realized that's what it was called. Yeah. Doesn't matter what you call yourself. If you've got a true passion for the Bucks and you want to get loud as fuck and you want to create a home field advantage for your team and do whatever you can to help your team win, you're already a stick carrier. There's no membership fee. So let's get ready. Let's get loud as fuck. Let's all congregate and get together at Sports Legends tonight. And let's blow the fucking roof off that motherfucker, man. It's going to be fun. It really is. Lazy Dave, Mark the Mailman. Speak
softly. Hey, Kerry, you're a big mother. Hey,
I got a big old stick on my swing away. We all we got, Tampa Bay. Got a big old stick, I'ma swing, swing away. We all we got, Tampa Bay.
Hit 'em one, hit 'em, hit 'em one, hit 'em, hit 'em one, hit 'em. Hey, hit him, Quan, hit him. Hey, Quan, hit him up. Now they gotta get him up. Talking like he tough and stuff. Knowing he on that Debo stuff. Call him bluff. Snatch the rock from Julio like candy from a business. Y'all ain't really boning. Y'all ain't really ready. Dicks chopping like machete. Moving too fast. That boy DJ ready. Gonna smash the game.
I got a big old stick. Gonna swing, swing away. All we got, Tampa Bay, got a big old stick, I'ma swing, swing away. We all we got, Tampa Bay.
Carry that big stick.
Check it, I got a big old stick and swing it on the south. Some say it's gonna rise again, shut your mouth, we ballin' out. 91, standing up, protect his house. Make all them quarterbacks wish they kept their heads out. Of these clowns, there's enough to go around the NFC. Get it loud, Buccaneers playing out this prophecy. Family, chosen one, I ain't talking NBA to Tampa Bay. Come with me, Jay will take us all away.
I got a big old stick, I'ma swing, swing away. We all we got, Tampa Bay. Got a big old stick, I'ma swing, swing away. We all we got, Tampa Bay.
Stand-ups, take it on the road. First stop, we gon' take it to Miami. Get liquored up and walk South Beach in my pajamas.
Scream it over, it's like a party. When it's go time, to get started.
And if you ain't a buck, leave me alone. Stick carrier, just in our zone. Go buck.
I got a big old stick, I'ma swing, swing away. We all we got, Tampa Bay. Got a big old stick, I'ma swing, swing away. We all we got, Tampa Bay. I got a big old stick, I'ma swing, swing away. We all we got, Tampa Bay. Got a big old stick, I'ma swing, swing away. We all we got, Tampa Bay.
Bucks Uncensored.
Hi, this is Bucks Uncensored, Justin Pulaski, the commish. I host Bucks Uncensored. I help lead the state carriers. We'll come up with a lot of events coming up this season, way game watch parties, tailgate parties, and whatnot. So get ready for probably the most fun you've ever had during a Bucks season. We're going to make sure that each of you is very, very busy this year. A lot of Bucks takes to get to. I want to go right to them at Commish Online, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Follow the Stick Carriers Facebook page. Watch out. There's some fake ones out there. It's the one with the most followers, so just make sure you're following the right one. At @stick_carriers on Twitter. Again, watch out for fake ones, whatever they are. You know, people are going to try and do that, trying to capitalize off of it, but they're not going to be able to because then they'll be hearing from people, if you know what I mean. All right, let's get some Bucks takes in. We got a whole bunch of them. A lot of people are fired up. A lot of people are still reminiscing. We'll start with Pat, who's up first with us. Hey, Pat.
Justin, Stick Carriers, what is up? This is Pat from Homosassa, Florida. My second Bucks take. It's Tuesday. I just now have the voice to do another Bucks take. Saturday. Oh, my God, man. What a time. What an event. I can't even believe it, man. Way exceeded my expectations. I drove down there with an open mind, but I was completely blown away. Wow. I just listened to Monday's podcast, and man, I got goosebumps all over again listening to some of that audio. Fucking amazing. You Stick Carriers, we are a crazy bunch, man. Thank you all for the, you know, for the great time. Justin, thank you so fucking much for organizing this, for being the commish, for being the man behind, you know, behind this movement. It's fucking awesome. I've been a diehard Bucks fan for close to 20 years, and I've never been more excited about a season, man. This is awesome. I'm fucking loving every minute of it. Hope to see you guys Friday at Sports Legends for the preseason game. If I get off work in time, I'm a haul ass down there, and you know, we'll go from there, man. And if not, definitely see you guys throughout the season. Until next time, boys and girls, you know, speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Pat, we hope to see you at Sports Legends, man. Make sure you try and get down there. It should be a blast. We should be going pretty late into the night. I think a lot of people are going to be staying at that La Quinta right there, becoming a very popular hotel. So hopefully you get off work and we can see you down there. How about Outlaw is up with us? Hey, Outlaw.
Justin, fellow Stick Carriers, Outlaw here. Hey, Justin, thanks for putting this podcast up on Friday. It gives us something to pregame to before we all head out to Sports Legends. So hats off to you, brother. Hey, I'm really looking forward to this game for a couple of reasons. One, I'm really looking forward to seeing what the defensive line can do against the run, particularly against somebody other than our own offense. Tonight we get to go against Joe Mixon. We all had our dicks in for Mixon back in April, but now the Buccaneers get to whack them with their big old sticks, and that's going to be fun to watch. So I think the first couple of games are going to be really important, you know, that we can stop the run. So tonight we get to see. And I'm also, you know, of course we're looking forward to the new revamped offense and the weapons we got for Winston. So that'll be a lot of fun. Hey, I had a dream the other night, and the dream was this, Justin. We were all at Sports Legends party and having a good time. Somebody made a big play. I'm not going to say who, but they looked at the camera. They put their finger over their face mask, and they swung an imaginary stick, and the place went berserk. So it went bananas. The roof came off, man. So here's to hoping the dream comes true. Cheers tonight, buddy. Until then, we're going to speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick. Crushed it.
Could you imagine that? Could you imagine a player getting a sack or an interception, a big play, putting the finger up to, now, it might be a penalty, but doing the speak softly and then swinging an imaginary stick? I think that would just be insane. I mean, it really would.
What is up, Stick Carriers? I am so fucking stoked. This is Jeremy Cali, brothers. Oh my God, you guys fucking did it! You guys got me more stoked than Arnold Schwarzenegger in a set of fucking weights. More stoked than Danielson beating motherfucking Cobra Kai. And even more stoked than I fucking was in San Diego when we beat the fucking Superchargers. I am so fucking excited. I'm still fucking screaming. God damn it. You guys are on fire. And I was on fire out here in Cali with you. Okay, maybe I wasn't really there. And I was having a great time, goddammit. You guys are awesome. All the notoriety, all the shit that Justin the Commish put into this. You guys are fucking awesome. Just like Dirk Cutter said again, speak softly and carry that big stick! I needed a B4 because I was getting an excitement hangover. And then you got Bracados, you guys went there. And then you got Joe Bucks fan, you got Sports Legends, you got all that motherfucking shit. And they're the best in the world because the goddamn Stick Carriers are the best in the world!
Okay. Jeremy made an awesome video taking Lazy Dave, Mark the Mailman song, some graphics from Sammer, I mean, everyone just putting in their talents to helping this grow. I could not appreciate that more, Jeremy. That was an awesome video, and we've posted it on the Facebook page and on Twitter, so make sure you go and check that out. Get you psyched, get you fired up for tonight. Should be a good time.
Haitian Buck fan. What's up, Kamish? This is Carl, Haitian Buck fan. Sending you my buck stick after training camp takeover. I was not able to send you one right after because my voice was gone. Just like you, this takeover meant a lot to me. My buck stick is going to take a little bit of a little moment. But I wanted to share that with you. I went there with my daughter, my 7-year-old daughter. She's moving to Texas on the 10th. And, you know, I wanted to do something with her that meant a lot to me. You know, to instill something in her while she's there, you know. And the takeover, you know, just seemed like the right thing to share with her. She was shocked, though, when she got there because she's never seen her daddy quite that crazy around people. I mean, she's seen me when I watch games, but not like this, you know, with the stick carrier being all around. And, you know, she was actually getting into it. And she powered through it, too. That heat was crazy, man. Thanks for Lou's wife sending, like, you know, throwing those water bottles. But I felt so proud to be part of that movement. I felt like, you know, I you know, did my part in it. And, you know, the funniest thing is, was when the evil Bucks media, the Scott and Reynolds and, you know, everybody else, you know what I'm talking about. They actually came around and, you know, they acknowledged us and they seemed like, you know, they were accepting us being around and that kind of felt good. It did feel good. But anyways, I don't want to keep you guys for too long. I just wanted to share that with you. And as always, I want to leave you with this. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, a lot of the media members didn't even walk down because they didn't want to be part of that. And I think for the media members that did, they can't alienate themselves. I mean, they have to at least embrace us publicly because it's a lot of people not clicking on their shit. You know what I mean? I mean, that's what makes the world go round. But as I said, you know, wide open arms. If you want to join us, just, you know, let everyone know that you love this podcast and you love the stick carriers. That's all you got to do publicly. But you got to love both. Sarasota J. Hey, Sarasota J.
What's up, Kamish? Fellow stick carriers, this is at Sarasota J. Hats off to you guys. What an awesome experience that was on Saturday. I got to share that with my daughter and wanted to share a different perspective. She's 4. I don't have a boy. I only have 2 girls. And so, like it or not, she's going to be exposed to being a Bucks fan. And she was so excited to be there. And the experience that she saw for the first time, she's hooked. She's already asking me players' names. What does defense mean? When is the first game? And that is so special to me. It was awesome to see everything happen with the players and the coaches and the staff recognizing the group. Unfortunately, I was kind of sitting on the outside because the noise was a little bit too much for her, but I was able to say hello to a few of you and have some conversations with some season ticket holders that didn't know what the movement was. You know, what is this group? What are they about? And so I was able to share with them what being a stick carrier means. And I think I converted a few of them to join the movement. So awesome, guys. You were so loud. I really wanted to join you, but had to focus my time on my little one. Can't wait to see you guys on Friday. I'm flying back from St. Louis from work. My flight gets in at 6:45. So I'll be over there just a little bit after kickoff. But looking forward to touching base and hearing what's going on in your lives. So, again, way to go, guys. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
I'm glad you had a good time. You know, I was thinking about when I'm going to be able to bring my daughter. My daughter's 2.5. She'll be 3 in October. So maybe next year, probably the year after that. I don't want to scare her. But, yeah, I definitely, it's what we are doing together. is kid friendly. It's fun. You know, I think the draft party, we got all that uncensored stuff out of the way. But I think now moving forward, we understand. We get it. And I think people can make sure, you know, if kids aren't around, then we're all adults. We can handle it. But if kids are around, we're going to be respectful. We're not going to use profanity. And I would just ask that you do the same. If Friday night there are some kids around, it's okay. You don't have to cuss. You can still have fun and not cuss. If there aren't kids around, you can go ahead and say whatever the fuck you want. Oh, man, it's going to be a good time. It's going to be a really, really good time. I'm telling you. Tyrell in Tennessee.
Yo, commish. Fellow stick carriers, much love. It's your boy Tyrell from Tennessee. My voice still hit a miss, you know, like Lovey defense was 3-4 years ago whenever his ass was in Tampa. Hell, I can't keep up. I had a wonderful time for my first time in Tampa. Hey, we're going to stop all the hating and shit on Facebook with other groups. Let's stop that, man. Let's try to pull them in. Let them know what stick carriers are about. Hey, we got, you know, everybody on our side, man. NFL Network ripping us 2 days in a row. Hey, let's try to make it a third. Commish, Samir. Hey, you guys got to rob Big MF and Stick. You guys got to get them cats some Stick Carrier t-shirts. Shout out to Lou, Lee, Samir, Lou wife, real MVP. Hell, she might as well have been walking around there with IV poles and bags of IV fluid because she kept us all hydrated. Shit, when I got back to Tennessee, my clothes were still wringing wet with sweat. Hell, my guy Harold, Javier, the 119 boys, them kids crazy as hell, man. The Smoking Jays, hell, who else? I'm forgetting. Oh, Stroke, hey, waking up in the bushes. Hey, Stroke waking up in the bushes, man. That shit was funny. Man, Harold, much love, man. You know, helped me out while I was down there. Javier, Commish, all you guys, man. Everybody was welcome. Mark the Mailman, Lazy Dave. I know I'm forgetting somebody. Shit, Justin, my guy, Outlaw. Yeah, hell, much love, man. I met your favorite running back. Man, Stick Harris, hey, nationwide, worldwide. We're going to continue to speak softly. Let's stay out of these confrontations on Facebook and social media with others, man. Let's welcome them all in with open arms, Stick Carriers. Hey, it's strength in numbers. Speak softly. Carry a big motherfucking stick. Your boy out.
Well said, Tyrell. You know, I made sure all those, you know, whether it was Tyrell or Stroke or Kevin or Harold or anyone that came in from Javier, obviously, anyone that came in from out of town, Ricky, I think Ricky from Seattle is going to be at the party Friday night. I wanted to make sure, did y'all have, was that worth it? It's a lot that they invested. You know, a lot of us already live here. You just drive to the facility. But was it worth flying in from out of town and to every single one of them? Absolutely. Absolutely. And they would do it again. That to me speaks volumes about what we were able to put on. It was a lot of fun. He mentioned Lou's wife, Teresa. She was a superhero that day with all the water, and she joins us.
What's up, Commission, the rest of the Stick Carrier family? It's Lou's wife, Teresa, calling in. Hey, babe, I know you're listening. Love you. So much to talk about, so little time. Let me start off by saying to the commish, I put my hat off to you. This was an amazing weekend. I cannot believe the turnout that you guys were able to have there. I doubted throughout this that there might be a turnout like this, but you all proved me wrong. I'm so happy for you and everybody that turned out on Saturday. I'm very appreciative that no one made fun of me for falling asleep Friday night at the bar. I appreciate that very much. Thank you, fellas. Saturday started off great with some coffee being spilt on me, but I was still able to make it through the day. Thanks, Johnny B and Harold. I met some amazing people, friends that we'll have for life, more like family. I can't wait till we all get together to do this again at Sports Legends. I can't wait for the first time we tailgate and our first football game so we can get just as loud and proud, just as turned up as we were this weekend. I'm so excited to have all of you as an extended family. Thank you for letting me be a part of everything. I truly appreciate it. And as always, speak soft and carry that big motherfucking stick.
All right, Teresa. Lou's wife, Lou's wife, Lou's wife. Hey, speaking of Lou, oh boy.
Justin, Lou and Port Richey. Listen, man, listen. Friday is here. Friday is here. I need each and every one of you motherfuckers to come on down to Sports Legends. We need to represent. I need to see a fucking line down Drew. I need to see motherfuckers having to put tables in the parking lot because it's fucking overloaded. We're going to represent. We're going to fucking do this right as we always do. Now, bro, what do you say? Are you going to do this or what? I'm going to be there. My wife's going to be there. I love you, baby. I know you're listening. And she sent it in her take, man. Be ready for it, man. Be ready for it. Ah, oh, man, she's too good. She's too good, man. All right, man. Look, I'll see all you crazy bastards there. As always, let's go to the sponsors, man. B4, Bricados, Sports Legends, Irish Podcast, Rock Riley, Big Mother Effing Stick, Samir, our brother Samir, man. Johnny B. Dude, Joe Bucks fan. All you crazy bastards, man. We love you, man. Justin, man, thanks again for all that you do, bro. All that you do, man. It's been a fantastic week listening to everything that's going on. And as always, speak softly. And carry that big motherfucking stick!
All right, Lou. We'll see you Friday night. Sports Legends. Looking forward to it, Jeff. His first ever Bucks take. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to Bucks Uncensored.
Justin, this is Jeff in Mount Dora. It's first time doing a Bucks take. Just wanted to say thank you for giving us all a forum to express our passion for our team, man. This shit is awesome. Keep it up. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Jeff, glad you got in, and good to have you on board. Spread the word, guys and gals. Spread the word. The stick chicks is what we're calling the females. Female stick carriers. So the stick chicks, get out there, spread the word. Guys out there, spread the word. And, you know, not just about the podcast, the Bucks Uncensored podcast, but just about the movement in general. And let's make sure we have some great crowds for all of our events coming up. Let's go to
Jason. Oh. Justin, I keep screwing that up.
Jason!
Freddie from D.C., man. Hey, look, love what y'all did down there on the 5th, bro. I was watching everything that I could for the next 5 to 6 hours on Twitter. So proud of the stick carriers. Hopefully we keep it up throughout the season, you know what I'm saying? Carrying that big motherfucking stick for the team. But I'm going to tell you, I just watched Hard Knocks. So excited about this team, man. I can't remember the last time I had this kind of excitement. And low-key, my favorite person on the joint is number 49, Ryan Bullock. I think that's his name. Dude is crazy. He hit the sled. Fuck you. Ah, fuck you. His energy, his passion, it just seemed like it fit in with the whole stick carrier movement. It's all about the team. Hey, man, keep doing what you're doing. I'm proud of you down there, you know what I'm saying? And stick carriers, as always, love y'all. Speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick. You know I do.
All right, from D.C. we go to Naples. Jeremy is there, and he's up next.
Commish, fellow stick carriers, Jeremy from Naples. Justin, I want to thank you for everything that you do. I was at the draft party. That was amazing. Wasn't really sure what to think of the training camp takeover. Had been to training camp a few years in a row now. That was by far the best one. We were loud and appropriate with our chants. The players loved it. As the leader of the stick carriers, you do an amazing job and your passion for the Bucks is unbelievable. You honestly make me want to be a better fan. I thank you for everything that you do, and I look forward to bringing that atmosphere to Ray J this season. Thanks.
It's going to be a big responsibility on each and every one of you. I mean, he called me the leader of the Stick Carriers, right? Well, I mean, I started it and whatnot. And I'm setting up these events, but you're all going to be leaders inside that stadium because we're not all sitting together. You know, 119's got a bunch. I think that corner of the south end zone has a bunch. I think the corner of the upper deck on the north side, the northwest side, has a bunch. Somebody put up a whole map of where Stick Carriers sit in the stadium, which was pretty cool. But other than that, there's like probably about five per section. So take it upon yourself. You know, we can rally around each other. We can all see it. And maybe it's a situation to where, and I'm going to meet with my brain trust, some of the other leaders we have of the Stick Carriers, because I can't do it by myself. And I'm going to bounce ideas off of them that maybe we all wear orange shirts. You know, maybe we come up with orange Stick Carrier shirts just so we can identify all the Stick Carriers in attendance. Or maybe it's, I mean, white is not going to stand out the way it should. It's just, it's hard. But we got to take it upon ourselves to really make sure our sections all get into it. Because it's not just about us. It's about that stadium. It's about providing a home field advantage. And we can't think that a few thousand people is going to change that. Now, if a few thousand people turns into tens of thousands of people, that's how you create that home field advantage. All right, let's get Robert in. We got to meet Robert at the takeover. He was all fired up. I don't think he's ever sent in a buck steak, but he's with us
just
now.
Justin. This is Rob over here in Ruskin, a.k.a. Chef G, calling in my first Bucks take. I figure I wait all this time till the takeover comes so I can finally send in my first Bucks take. Oh, my God. It was crazy. As you can tell, my voice is gone. I can't even scream. It was pandemonium. Oh, my God. We were here. We're here. We're trending nationally. Every media in Tampa was covering, the Bucks was covering us. I mean, you name it from top to bottom, they knew that we were there. Shout out to everybody that came out. Teresa, Lou, Christian, Skip, I mean, who else? Harold, Mark, the mailman, Lisa, Rob, Samir with the crazy graphic and the canvas. It was insane. Shout out to the sponsors, Bricado, Before, Headliners, Christian. Man, it was insane. Sports Legends, I will be there Friday. So get ready, baby. Season is here. I'll get back right back into this. Speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick. Just nailed it.
All right, here's the goal. We're all going to lose our voices after Friday night. That's a good goal. That means we had a great time. I'm not going to be able to fit in all the Bucks takes. So if you sent one, you didn't just send another one. Send another one. We'll get you in. I mix them up. But James is our last one. Hey, James.
Hey, Justin. James here with the Mr. Bucks Nation YouTube channel. Now, the first thing I want to say is that congratulations for the training camp takeover. I'm so proud of not only you, but the entirety of the Stick Carriers and the voice that you have given the Buccaneers fan base. You guys really have managed to give the Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan base an identity, and I can say myself personally, I am proud to be a Stick Carrier. So thank you, Justin, so much for being a great leader. And my take today isn't necessarily a take, it's more of a question.
Great question, Justin.
I'm tweeting it out.
I don't understand Polish.
But the sweating continued.
Thanks, Jason.
I love being with you and answering all your tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great question.
He's going to be still the tallest of an offense that has big, big height on it.
Crushed it!
Do you feel that the Bucks can be a dynasty team. Now, when I say dynasty, I obviously don't mean that the Buccaneers are going to win the next three Super Bowls in a row. My opinion of a dynasty is a team that's always consistently in the playoffs and always has a chance to win the Super Bowl. Examples could be the Seattle Seahawks, the New England Patriots, the Green Bay Packers, etc., etc. In my opinion, yes, I really do feel like the Bucks do have the talent that is not only young enough but good enough to be good for a very long time and consistently make the playoffs, but I want to get your opinion. So, yeah, go ahead and talk about it if you want. If not, that's fine as well. Can't wait to hear about it if you do. But once again, thank you so much for being a great leader for this fan base and giving it an identity. And, yeah, this is James from the Mr. Bucks Nation YouTube channel signing off. Thank you.
And, you know, I've said this about the Bucks, and, you know, the only way you're going to build a dynasty is if you have a quarterback. They have that. You need a quarterback with weapons. They have that. Weapons that are young, Evans. They hope that Godwin, now O.J. Howard, they have that. A defense with young rising stars, I think we can point to Quan Alexander, Noah Spence, Vernon Hargraves. I mean, you start to look at some of the cornerstones they have on their team. What are the prime positions? Bill Polian always said this. Quarterback, wide receiver, stud receiver, left tackle, corner, defensive end. Those are the premier prime positions on a football team from Bill Polian. Look at who the Bucks have at those positions. Jameis entering year three. Donovan Smith entering year three. Mike Evans entering year four. Vernon Hargraves entering year two. Noah Spence entering year two. Holy shit! Can they be a dynasty? I mean, they haven't even gone to the playoffs yet. But they have the pieces in place too. I'm fired up for tonight. I'm fired up for Sports Legends. I'm fired up for a Bucks football game to start what we hope is going to be an incredible season. But I'm mostly fired up to hang out with each and every one of you. When we get together, good things happen, Stick Carriers. So come on out and be with us, Sports Legends, corner of Drew and 19 in Clearwater. It's going to be rocking. We're going to have the outside, so the parking lot's going to be open. We've got a huge, gigantic Jumbotron coming into the parking lot. They're going to have the freshest food around. The food is phenomenal. The drinks are going to be flowing. It's going to be a great time. I'm going to have my megaphone. We're going to be doing chants. We're going to be cheering. We're going to bring that stadium atmosphere to Sports Legends Friday night. Bucks and Bengals, it's the Stick Carrier kickoff party, and I cannot wait to see each and every one of you there. It's going to be phenomenal. Hey, if you can't go, at Commish Online on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. The Stick Carrier Facebook page is where I'll go live on Facebook. Snapchat, it's jpulowski324, so I'll get a bunch of videos and do all that and make sure we at least bring that atmosphere to you if you cannot be with us on Friday night. This podcast is three times a week. Normally it's Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. We're posting this on Friday because, quite frankly, I'm not doing a podcast after the party on Friday night. The next podcast will come your way on Monday, a recap of Friday night's party and the first Bucks preseason game. iTunes, Podcast Addict, and Podbean if you want to subscribe. And if you do subscribe, the podcast downloads to your phone automatically on each of those days at noon. If you want it before then, just go to joebucksfan.com. They post it first thing in the morning. Love you, Stick Carriers. Man, we're going to have a lot of fun this entire season. I hope you're ready, and I hope you always live by the words of the Godfather when he said this, but I like playing it for you in a much, much sexier voice.
Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Every single time. And we end with two words, and that is... nailed it.
Show.
B-U-C-C-A.
Go Bucks.